Hi there, everyone, and welcome to another very important podcast. Today we are going to discuss the water consumption crisis happening now and the potential effects it will have. Overuse of fresh water is happening all over the world and has been increasing dramatically over the years. If we continue to do nothing to fix this issue, we will eventually run out of water. The increase of population also has a huge impact on water consumption. Since more and more people are on Earth, it means more water usage. In America, water usage per person is at an all-time high. The whole world needs fresh water. However, with only so much left, we will eventually run out. If we don't change our habits or figure out a more efficient way to convert salt water to fresh water. According to National Geographic, nearly 70% of the Earth is covered by water. Only 2.5% of it is actually fresh water. Most of the fresh water is not accessible due to most of it being trapped inside glaciers. The water consumption crisis is going to increase dramatically over the years if we don't come up with a plan or take any action to limit our water usage. As I've mentioned, water consumption is becoming a huge problem, not only in America, but also all over the world. This has an impact on the whole world since there is only a limited supply of fresh water. Now I'm going to hand it over to Raj to tell us about some of the daily water consumption going on right now.
Hello everyone, and thanks for having me, CJ. I'm going to be informing you about the water consumption crisis currently going on right now. A lot of water consumption can vary depending on the person, however, the average person actually uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water per day, according to the USGS Water Science School. Now think about how much water that actually is. If you put it into perspective about how many people are in the United States, that adds up to a massive amount of water usage just per day. In fact, did you know that many local governments actually have laws that allow a certain amount of water flow per minute in water faucets, toilets, and showers? Also, some states with certain water agencies actually offer rebates if you install water-efficient toilets or even a faucet. Now, CJ is going to inform you about typical water usage you'd find at home.
Thanks, Raj, for that input. And now I will inform you about typical water usage you'll see in an average American home today. A lot of this information is very shocking to see how much water consumption is happening by doing certain tasks. An average bath takes up 36 gallons. Old showers used to use 5 gallons. While new shower heads produce 2 gallons per minute, as you can see, that is already a huge amount of water consumption going on in just showers and baths. Here are some more tasks that happen daily. Brushing your teeth can use over 2 gallons on most faucets. To limit your water usage, just turn off the faucet when brushing your teeth. Washing your hands and face can also use up to 1 gallon. According to USGS Water Science School, using a dishwasher can use from anywhere from 6 gallons to 16. While dishwashers are more efficient than hand washing dishes can use anywhere from 8 to 27 gallons, mainly depending on how efficient you are at hand washing your dishes. The USGS Water Science School says water consumption from a washer could be anywhere from 25 to 40 gallons per load. This isn't very efficient if you think about it, because that is already a quarter of daily water usage per person per day. Finally, outdoor watering all depends on the faucet and the size of your yard, but on average, the faucet spits out 2 gallons per minute. As you can see, water consumption just in daily tasks is way out of hand. If we don't do something to change our ways, we might run out of fresh water or have more droughts in certain areas due to heavy use of fresh water consumption by everyone around the world. So now that we know water consumption in America is at an all-time high, what about around the other parts of the world? Here's Raj to give us some information about water usage throughout the nation.
Yes, water consumption is not only a problem in America, it is actually happening across all the nations at an increasing rate of consumption. As CJ mentioned before, we need to take action or call a plan before this crisis becomes worse, leading to fresh water becoming a very limited source. The whole world overall is using 9,087 billion cubic meter of water per year. According to Fischetti, the US, China, and India had the highest consumption of water that totals at 1,207 billion, 1,182 billion, and 1,053 billion cubic meters, followed by Brazil at only 482 billion cubic meters. As you can see, the water consumption has dramatically increased over the years and continues to increase every year. Now back to CJ to wrap up what we have learned.
Thanks, Raj, for informing us more about water consumption usage, why it is a problem to be worried about right now. In conclusion, we have learned many things about water consumption and the difficulties we face. We just need to spread this information around the world and make a plan or cause a change to help saving our fresh water or lowering the consumption rate before it's too late. For more interesting statistics and tips about water usage, visit USGS Water Science School's website.